You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Hey, how you doing? Richie here. This is Band Geek episode 13. Yes, unlucky 13. And it's appropriate that the title of the 13th episode is The Band List. Not B-A-N-D, B-A-N-N-E-D. This is a collection of cover band gems that we'd rather not play again. And we took a Facebook poll, and you guys were very vocal about this, very passionate in your hatred. So we actually liked these songs, and we tried to play them as best we could. We had a lot of fun. Joining our normal group, we have my friends Andy Graziano and Joey Martin, who did a wonderful job. And we want to have them back in the future. So I hope you like the band list. But don't worry, it's not only songs you're tired of hearing. Towards the end, we cut loose a little bit and do a couple of songs that we actually like to play. So that's the band list. There's like no way to do this without sounding like a complete snooty bastard. So sorry. Forgive me. I don't know. It's the band list, but they're not bad songs. They're good songs. It's just I think musicians would rather not have to play them again, and frequent patrons of music would rather not hear these songs again, but for some reason we play them and you have to hear them. So I don't know what's going on there, but we'll delve deeper into this in the podcast. I want to do a couple of plugs. If you want to support the show, go to riotcast.com/bandgeek and click on the Amazon link up top. And what that does is when you do your regular Amazon shopping, if you go through that link, a few pennies from your purchase will go to supporting the show, and that helps us a lot. So we appreciate that in advance. As always, if you like what you hear, go to iTunes and rate the show, leave comments. That's awesome. And I noticed a lot of people started doing that. Thank you so much. That helps. We love you guys. BOC show's coming up. All right. If you are, let's see, what day is it today? Okay. On the 23rd of August, we will be in Albany, not New York, Albany, Oregon, at the Northwest Art and Air Festival. Then, I'm very excited about this one. On August 24th, for my first time ever, I'm going to Alaska. That's Palmer, Alaska, at the Alaska State Fair. So, I don't know if we have any Alaskan listeners, but if you're out there, come on down. And finally, oh, I've been dying to say this one. All right, on August 30th, we're playing in Walla Walla, Washington. That's right. That's a real place. Walla Walla, Washington. And we're playing at the Walla Walla Fair and Frontier Days. Yes, I'm reading this off the Blue Oyster Cult website. So if you'd rather not hear me read them, just go to blueoystercult.com. All right, I'm tired of talking. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Band Geek. I'm Richie Castellano.
Sorry, I was here to hear that.
We have a very special show planned today. Once in a generation, a song comes along that is so powerful, it moves the public in ways unimaginable. But inevitably, this song gets transferred to the cover band medium, if you will. Serious face. This song gets played so many times that inevitably the cover band gets sick of playing it and the audience gets sick of hearing it. Today, I've assembled an esteemed panel of musicians. On the guitar, from the Marcus Reed Band, Andrew Graziano. Hello, Andrew. Welcome. Yes. Golf clap.
Are you doing your James Lipton?
You sound like one of the announcers on 88.3, the jazz station.
Yes.
Where they take like 10 years between every word.
On the percussion today, percussion, I said percussion, is Joseph Martin. from the band Almost Easy. On the piano.
Piano?
From several cover bands of the past. I said past. Of the past.
Of the pasta.
Andrew Escalise. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you.
Our vocalist. Karaoke singer extraordinaire, Jared Pressman. Welcome, Jared.
Hey, everybody! I'm talking loud and screwing up the whole thing. Richie hates me. So does the internet.
Our female vocalist.
Every band's gotta have one.
The bane of the cover band existence.
Oh, thank you, man.
Our podcast eye candy.
Just remember who saved your ass all those years.
Mrs. Anne-Marie Castellano. From the band Almost Easy. And I am your host, Richard Castellano.
Richard P. Castellano.
Richard P. for penis.
That's my middle name, too.
Is it? Your name is Penis?
Well, it's P.
What's your
That's
middle name?
Everybody calls you D.
I guess it's Penis now. That's it. It's stuck.
Welcome to Band Geek. I felt the need to do the James Lipton intro today because this is a serious topic. We're all working musicians. As I said, Joey and Anne-Marie are in a band called Almost Easy. They work a lot. And Andy Graziano, we have two Andys today. We have Andy Graziano and Andy Escalise, and we played in a cover band for a long time together. But because of the two Andys, I might either call them Escalise or Graziano, or refer to our high school nomenclature of A1 and A2. And Graziano is A1 because he was born two years before Andy. Yeah. So he gets seniority. You get the one. That's and right. Andy's number two.
Fucking fetus.
You also get a good steak sauce.
What I did is I went on Facebook and I posted a poll, a Band Geek poll, saying, "What are your musicians? What songs are you sick of playing? And music fans, what songs are you sick of hearing bands play?" And the response was overwhelming, to say the least. I couldn't believe people were just spitting bile all over my Facebook page. Now, the thing I said before is true. These are not bad songs. These are awesome songs.
These are hit songs.
These are songs that are too good. They're so good that every fucking band has to play them. That's how good these songs are.
For decades.
But what happens is that as bands shuffle members in and out, the nuances of the songs start to go away a little bit. And one of the... Do you have the Facebook thread up right now, Jared?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of my Facebook friends said something interesting. If you could find the name, there's like 400. I know, I'm sorry. But one of the people said something interesting is, it's not that the songs suck, it's that musicians after a while just go on autopilot when they're playing these songs. So a song like Sweet Home Alabama turns into like, oh, it's just DCG. You know what I mean? And then when you're like explaining the parts to a sub bass player who later on becomes your permanent bass player, he doesn't do the, like all the little nuances are gone, and he just goes, and then it turns into like, you know, the cheese ball cover band wedding band arrangement. So it's true. Like after a while, because especially when you're in a cover band, you have to learn so many new songs all the time. It's not like you're a DJ; you can go to iTunes and download a new song. You get overwhelmed, so it's hard to go back and relearn a 3-chord song because you're like, oh, I know that song.
I think I found it.
Well, who was it?
Todd Moses.
And what was his comment?
He was basically saying, like, he, you know, after a while, he'll take the song and like make it his own versus like, you know, going in and just trying to get it down to like the tone, because it makes it less interesting. It's like you could hear it on the.
Oh, that's another point. That's different. Like, you know, if you're doing your own version of a song, but what happens is, especially now, Joe, you play a lot of Jersey Shore gigs. Do you find a lot of those bands do similar arrangements of stuff?
I find that a lot of bands leave out the little nuances, like you said, because it becomes so monotonous and mechanical. I think the one important thing is to do the opposite, to try to recreate it to the exact way, because I feel like the ordinary listener that's not a musician is going to recognize it the best.
Yeah.
And they're going to relate to it the best if you play it the way it's heard, the way they hear it.
Even even like a person who knows nothing about music knows when something's fucked up.
When something's off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, their ears don't lie to their brain.
Right. Now, you, Andy Graziano, you're currently playing in a right. really busy wedding band, right?
Busy wedding band.
What's the busy wedding band's name?
The Marcus Reed Band. I also play with a guy named Tom Sintula. You know Tom? I saw him advertised playing bass with Amory the other day.
Where did the band name Almost Easy come from? I'm just curious.
There's actually an Avenged Sevenfold song called Almost Easy, even though that doesn't really represent our band well, but we were listening to the song. We were listening to the song at the time that we were discussing possible band names, and...
these songs are really
it's
good.
It's almost easy to come easy. Up with one.
Yeah, and that's exactly how
I just figured that was probably
we were like, of course. Yeah, it's almost easy to remember. So, yeah.
Right. Now, I want to get back to you for 1 second with the Marcus Reed Band.
Yeah.
Do you play these songs with that band?
We play them occasionally. Mm-hmm. So we do mostly weddings. Every once in a while, we'll have like a club gig. We'll play the Red Lion or a place like that. And then, you know, we'll probably end up doing... I mean... I'm looking at the list that we have here, and about half of them are songs that we always do.
Right.
And then, like, a song like Sweet Home Alabama, that's like, if we have to, we'll play that.
Uh-huh.
But we have all the little parts now, because we've been playing it for so long. So,
nice. So
my favorite thing is when people add stuff to a song that was never there in the first place, and then, because, you know, these bands are all a little incestuous,
mm-hmm.
those new wrong additions become, like, the way that people play them.
Well, yeah. My favorite game is telephone.
No, case in point, I read something... The, you know, Sweet Caroline, that's not in the record.
No, it's not.
The Nerds did that first. Is that true?
That's something that I think they would do at, like, Red Sox games or something.
No, but I heard, like, the Nerds, like, were the first band to do that, and then every band copied it from them.
It's
that
the
horn.
Make sense.
It's the horn part.
But there's no horn. Oh, there's horn in that song.
There is horn. It's so fair, good, but... so good, so good. That part's
that part.
In there.
So good.
Right,
so
but you're
good,
saying to get so the crowd to say the uh-oh and stop.
Yeah,
to stop.
Yeah. I wonder if he does that
very
live
possible.
Or something. He
might I mean, they've live. Been around since 85, so.
Yeah, but it's just so funny how all this stuff morphs. But so, Andy, what you're saying is that when you know you're going to be doing a song a bunch of times, you'll go back and listen to it and learn some of the nuances
yeah.
of it.
Or
and if you don't, you're going to make it your own. Now, what I'm saying is in a couple of bands, when musicians get bogged down by new material or lazy,
mm-hmm.
you just start going, you know, Sweet Home Alabama, you know, and it gets reduced to its bits. So let's start with Sweet Home Alabama.
That's what I do, because while I'm playing the song, it's interrupting my ESPN highlight reel that I'm watching.
Yeah, that's true.
Or the one he was thinking about at the time.
How about realizing after 10 years that you've been playing something wrong?
Oh,
after hearing it on the radio or something randomly.
Yeah. Well, you explained that when you were talking about learning songs that your dad's wedding band would play.
Well, you know what it is? When a band, especially... See, some bands do it out of laziness, but some bands have a history of... like, for example, my dad's wedding band, or club date band even, was playing...
Good and Plenty.
Yeah, Good and Plenty was playing for a very long time.
They played my bar mitzvah.
That's true.
Awesome.
And sometimes you're on a gig and someone requests a song that no one in the band knows. Mm-hmm. So let's say, for example, even though I keep using this song, let's say Sweet Home Alabama. The reason I'm using Sweet Home Alabama, because that was the number one most the most requested song on my list, or least requested song for the song people want to go away. Everybody wants... Now, Sweet Home Alabama is an incredible song, obviously, but people are just sick of hearing it. Now, for example, if we're on a gig... And
now there's All Summer Long, so yeah. you know.
Yeah, part two. It got legs. But so say we're on a gig together, right? All of us. And we don't know this, like, you guys don't know the song, right? And Andy's the only guy who knows the song. And someone from the audience is going, "We'll give you a $50 tip if you play Sweet Home Alabama," right? And I look at Andy, and Andy goes, "I don't know." And I look at you, Joey, you don't know. And Andy Escalise says, "Oh, it's..."
DCG.
So we start going, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sweet Home Alabama. We just play chords.
And we just made $50.
And I can just play a backbeat even if I don't know it.
Sweet Home Alabama. Right, so we're playing the song, but we're butchering the song at the same time. But what happens is you play the song, you're on a gig, you didn't have time to learn it. Right, you cover the song. The person who requested it's really happy because they requested a song and the band did it.
And they're drunk.
Yeah, and then That's it. The song goes away. Then you're on another gig 2 weeks later, and someone says, play Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, we know that. Mm. So what happens is
right.
The years go by, the decades go by, and you never actually learned the song. You had to do it once on the job.
You're covering the song, not playing it.
Yeah. So now let's play the song, and we're probably going to equally butcher it, but no, I'm going to listen to it really quick because I don't remember what the hell to play. No, I'm just as guilty as this. I've been on a gig, and you know, you're playing a song that you think you know.
Richie, I was listening to that song. Did you know it's about the state of Alabama, and that somebody enjoys living there?
Well, you guys would do like you know Spitfire stuff like that, where people would be like play this, and you would just like play a bit of it, and the most you knew of the chords, and then you know having never played
sometimes
it,
sometimes that's
learned
enough
it,
to shut
sung
them
it.
Up.
Yeah, totally.
Do you think that the 22, 23 year old people that are still in the audience that love Sweet Home Alabama and want to hear it. Do you think they even know who Neil Young is and that he's being dissed in the song by Leonard Skinner?
I didn't even know that until I listened to it.
Yeah.
And then when you realize that they say Muscle Shoals, you're like, oh.
Muscle Shoals, and I saw the documentary on that. Oh, man, was that good.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. This is one part I wanted to hear. Andy.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain what you're doing on this? Because on this podcast, I don't know if you heard it before, we actually teach the songs.
Okay.
So Andy,
briefly.
Yeah, briefly. Okay, so teach the main riff.
The main riff. All right, so here's the main riff.
The main riff.
Or the intro riff.
So what are you doing? Explain it.
So it's a three-chord thing. The way I think
you're
of
no
it,
better than all those. No, I'm kidding.
I think of it as a three-chord thing with a couple little riffies in between.
You know, DCG,
so
you know.
You got a couple riffies. That's one of them. The other one is...
Well, it's also the sound, like too. You got that nice chorusy sound.
The clean sound. I didn't really want the chorus.
Oh, you
want
to turn it off?
I don't know. This
is... Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama doesn't need a clean sound.
So that's like the song in a nutshell.
So so it's a D chord, and you're playing like D, D, open
D. I'm playing a D.
And then D,
A. The first string.
Right.
All my chords don't have the first string because when I learned to play the guitar, I was poor.
He had Uncle Phil's guitar with the five strings on it. Right. Call back for another podcast. Go listen to the two podcasts ago.
And I have the little riff there. And then
so it goes D, but you're playing like a C, D, add
a
nine.
C with the add nine, right? So it's a C, just a C in the bottom note and a D on top with the open strings in between. Same deal with the G chord.
Now, I was listening to this song today, and I always thought the bass line was just... And it's not. There's like... There's all that stuff going on, and there's, you know. So there's some stuff going on in this song. Joey, what do you play during this? Mostly?
So the intro is just a kick and a snare flam in the beginning. Just doubles on the kick, the one end. And then it just goes into a simple 2-4 beat.
I love your noises, man. Don't stop making the noises, because
I got the funk. I got
now,
the groove.
Joey is going to have to deal with my electronic set because he can't get a side stick sound on there right now. So, sorry, Joey.
With what?
With there's a side stick in the verse.
Yeah, now, yeah, on the, on the verses, it's just a little side stick on the snare. Same beat, but I'm going to leave that out, and I'm just going to play on the hi-hat.
Okay.
Now, to truly immerse yourself in the experience, we'd like everybody to get really drunk.
Yeah, we're, no, you have all to be right. Drunk for this song to sound good at a bar, you know?
And I want you, when the song starts, raise your glass up and sort of wiggle to the dance floor like... Aah!
That's the bird's eye view from the stage.
I just can't believe that people still request this song. How many times do you have to hear the same song over and over again?
And I've been playing a lot of the same rooms for about like 10 years now or more, and it's the same age group every year, but every year I'm a year older. But these songs do not fade. They just keep going and going. They don't lose their lust at all.
And then people like don't herpes. Even know, like, I know we're doing Sweet Home Alabama right now, but like, everybody, without fail, every gig, play Freebird. I bet I bet they don't even know who plays Freebird. Like, what band plays it? They don't even know what Freebird is. They don't even know if it's a song. They're just like, play Freebird, because everybody says, play Freebird.
I think that was, like, at a commercial one time. Someone in the audience screamed, play Freebird, and that was it.
Wait, can we jump back to what you said for a second? You said that you keep getting older, but they're staying the same age. You're now playing Sweet Home Alabama for kids who were conceived after their parents heard you play Sweet Home Alabama.
It's very possible.
Gross.
It's like being in the Twilight Zone sometimes.
I like to play that game. I like to play when people's birthdays were, like when, like my birthday's in February, and then you think back 9 months, it's like, when did my parents do it? What was the occasion?
Oh, God.
Was Sweet Home Alabama
what
playing?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why is that wrong?
Oh, God. All right, anyway, Andy,
you have that like people.
Classic piano lick in this song.
This thing?
Oh, I'm sorry, I muted you.
Oh, thanks.
That was by design.
This thing?
Yeah, what is that?
That's a...
It's
called Frontier Town.
That's the last part.
Now you know why I muted him.
It's, you're playing...
It's the last part of the solo of Good Day Sunshine.
Okay. It's basically a common piano voicing. It's you're playing the fifth and the third, and then you go down chromatically.
You say grammatically?
Chromatically. And then you end up on the third and the first.
First verse.
There you go. And that's how you do it.
All right.
See, because everything piano, you could relate in versions. It's
good.
Very easy.
Good
to
for you. You got a piano now. Invert away. Okay. What are we singing in the chorus? So, who's? Am I singing this or are you singing this?
I'm not singing anything. You hate me and you hate the way I sing everything.
I do. All right. So let me get the lyrics going up here. I'm kidding. I love you.
I don't
you.
Even know why I'm on the show anymore.
Because you're clearly the funniest.
Are you going to poop on the desk and write Nerdist?
Yes. That's evidently the way I interview things.
Are we filming this one?
Hey, let's film this one. But first, let's discuss what we're going to sing.
Okay.
So I'm going to go, Sweet Home Alabama. Who's going to sing a harmony?
Sweet Home Alabama.
So no, none of you are singing harmony then?
Oh, yeah. Self-high-five.
I thought you were clapping for your own joke.
I high-fived myself.
All right.
Sorry, that's my stand.
So stop doing that.
I'm adjusting it.
Adjust it again.
Sweet, sweet.
Oh, now it's not doing it.
Sweet. That note is sweet, not sweet. Heavy for me.
So let's try. Let's try the chorus, just three of us vocals. One, two, three, four. Sweet home Alabama. Where the skies are so blue.
Now with feeling.
Sweet home Alabama.
Woo!
Lord, I'm coming home for you. Is that too tough, Amory, to sing that?
No, I got it.
Oh, no, you sound so sad.
I'm peeking.
Brandy, can you get me some glass bottles to clink together for ambiance?
Okay.
That's so hot.
We've never did that before for...
What?
So we never clunked bottles together for ambiance before.
It's not high like normally. It's just
clunked.
No, it's a
little
laryngitis.
Clink.
Clank. Still. If I lift my head up like this, it sounds like this still.
Oh my
but
God,
if
you
I
sound
put my
like
head
my
like this, it's not so bad.
We got da 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 da.
That, right.
Anne Marie needs some tussin.
Rub some tussin
like
on it.
Tuss it on it.
I'm not even lying.
All right, you wanna film this?
Gradually turn the light.
So, since we're down a guitar player, I'm going to try to grab that part now.
How are we grounded down a guitar player? We always have one.
Yeah. Well, for this song. I don't think I like your brand of humor today.
And that's
can we just play the dance song
like
already?
You.
We're down another guitar player, and that's another reason how you miss the nuances when these bands play
exactly.
These songs, because we don't have... Because
it's usually like three people.
Invariably right. Covered.
Wow, we've talked
there's
about
like
the same song for the
there's
past
like
half hour.
There's like 18 people in Leonard's Skinner.
Now okay, because the audience knows how we feel when we have to play it.
Because this is the band list, B-A-N-N-E-D.
Can we call it the Band Geek Podcast?
That was my joke.
Now there's no one in Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, I know.
Literally.
because this is the last time we're going to play this on the podcast. And then after this, it's done. We're putting this song to bed.
The once and last.
That's why we're giving it a good send-off.
Yeah.
So let's all applaud for this wonderful composition. We love this song, but this will be the last time. We're putting it to bed.
This is like sending off the Spock and the
yes,
thing.
Exactly. To the Genesis planet.
Right.
Oh no! Then it's gonna come back and go through.
It is. It's gonna
on far.
Yeah, it did come back as a fucking Kid Rock song. It died on Planet Genesis, and it was reborn.
And it brought Werewolves of London with it. Too.
It did.
Yeah.
Bucks yeah. Werewolves of London.
And look, I found my best friend.
That's why.
Turn it up.
Literally, turn it up because I can't hear it.
Break it down now.
Big wheel, keep on turning. Carry me home to see my kin. Sing songs about the South End. I miss Alabama once again. It ain't a sin. About him. I heard O'Neill put it down. I hope Neil Young will remember. A Southern man don't need him around anyhow. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue.
Classic Joey Martin
I was
ending.
Cards full right before the end.
What happened?
Cards full right before.
Okay.
Good. You know, I sort of have a problem with Watergate.
What?
it's a gross abuse of power.
Yeah, probably. You know? Did we get most of it?
I don't know.
Not the form.
I must be a tree hugging hippie.
Oh, so my ending's not there. Great.
All right. That's okay. We don't have to put the whole thing. Maybe I'll do like a splice of this one.
Medley.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. Sure. The thing about this song, what the hell? What scale do you use to solo over this song?
I always found it weird. I was just using a sort of a G pentatonic, E minor pentatonic dealy.
Right, because D, C, and G is in the key of G, but that would be like D mixolydian.
But the song is kind of like in D, sort of. Like
yeah, it's D mixolydian.
It's an odd one.
But if you play the mixolydian over this, it sounds like ass.
Yeah, right.
Hey, play some the mixolydian. 3, 4. This turned us into a Grateful Dead song.
To the Al Di Meola version.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Let's change it a little bit here.
All right, so that's one song. I want to interview some of the people on here.
Oh, sure.
A little bit. I'm going to start with...
Great, Richie. I was waiting for you to ask me questions.
Good. Too much? How'd your job interview go today, Jared?
How did that job for that other podcast go?
Where is that slide?
One where they appreciate my humor and my singing and my kazooing.
Oh, my podcast?
I appreciate your humor. It's just you weren't familiar with the song, so I'm...
I don't like you.
I'm sorry.
I think he's talking to you.
All right. Go ahead, interview our guests.
Would you like to?
No.
Okay. I don't really care for your interviewing skills, so I think I'll do it.
Wow.
Well, I'm kidding. You want to interview him? Go ahead.
He's got the
same. He's
well played,
dramatically
sir.
Drinking right now.
This
I don't know if they can hear what it is. Maybe they think someone flushed a toilet in another room or something. Try it again.
Oh.
Andy's blowing the microphone.
He didn't even have anything in his mouth.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to start with Joey because I've known Joey for longer.
Yes.
Joey and I know Joey since we're 11 and 12. You're a year older than me, right?
Yeah. 11 and 12, correct.
I was 16.
Both of those years.
Both of those years.
My parents and Joey's parents were in separate wedding bands in the golden age, like the late 80s, early 90s.
The Jets and the Sharks?
Yeah, kind of like that. I actually played in my dad's wedding band and Joey's parents' wedding band.
Yes.
And... two completely different experiences just because I got yelled at more in my dad's band.
Yeah. The yelling all went to me.
Yeah. You know what? I guess that's true.
In my mother's band.
When your son is in the band, you just dump all your shit on that person. Like, I remember, like, when I did a gig with your mom's band, I was like, this is great. I show up with my amp and my instrument, I play, and Joey's mom is so nice to me, and she just keeps turning around and yelling at Joey. This is hilarious.
Well, trust me, considering your predecessors in my mother's band, she was happy for you to be there.
Wait, I'm sorry. When did you ever show up to a gig with just your amp and your guitar?
Joey's mother's band.
Well, he was on bass.
But I played with your mom once.
You were in the band too.
I played.
It was just one gig, but it was like it was fun because
everyone's
the first
played
one
with Joey's
everyone's,
band.
Everyone's played with my mom's band.
Yeah.
I played a couple of shows.
Anyway,
I
knew the first time we really hung out was in the JCC camp.
Yes.
Now you went there because you went there every year for school, right? For camp.
I went there every summer and I believe that we were already kind of hanging out before camp.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But that's where we like really. We saw more of each other.
Yeah.
And you went because it was for fun. I went because my doctor told my mom I was too fat and I had to go do activities.
Well, that's so the first time I'm hearing of that, but...
So they sent you to Jewish summer camp?
Yeah, yes. Right, yeah. Yeah, with kosher pizza.
I had Dr. Pang said to my mother,
oh my God, Dr. Pang.
Richie is a too fat. He needs sports. You know, and so my mother said, oh, okay, and she sent me to sports camp.
Well, you can outrun anyone there, believe me.
They gave you a... They gave you a pamphlet. It's called Famous Jewish Sports Stories.
Famous Jewish Sports Legends.
So I went to the sports camp, and
that was the field day soundtrack.
You know what? This is the last time you're playing keyboard on this podcast. You motherfucker. Oh, you know what? I'm going to try to anger Andy today, Brandy. Do you know why? Because Andy's been showing the podcast to his mother. Hi, Sue. I know you're listening. Andy goes, I'm just warning you, Mom, this cursing on the podcast. And she goes, well, not you, right? He goes, no, not me, Mom. So my new goal is to upset Andy enough where he starts saying, you fucking asshole! Like I've heard several occasions off microphone. And I'm going to try to duplicate that experience on microphone.
I have a persona to live up to.
I have a persona.
What's that, a human Muppet?
So anyway, back to my story. So I remember being at JCC Sports.
I was so hoping you would play
I think
it
he's
again.
Gonna get you to curse first.
No, anytime I curse, it's because of Andy.
Right.
So anyway,
where's my clarinet?
I see you scrolling through the sounds over there. Stop that. Save it for Christmas time.
Why did Jews all of a sudden switch to Pop Goes the Weasel?
No, that happened in The Godfather. No,
and The Godfather, the clarinet made Frank Pantangeli really mad.
Yeah. Oh, that's not it.
I'm sorry. We were talking about famous Jewish sports legends.
Okay, listen, stop, please. All right.
For the love of God.
So, we only have Amory for like 10 more minutes. So let me just tell the story.
Okay.
So I went to sports camp, and I remember I was on strike. They kept asking me, Richie, would you like to go play some kickball? No, right? And then I called my mother that from the payphone over there. Ma, I can't believe you did this to me. They want me to like run and play ball. This is horrible. Why'd you do this to me? But anyway, Joey took me around, and Joey was like the king of the JCC sports camp. And he was like, Richie, I'll take you around. He was like the mayor. He took me around, introduced me to people. This is my guitarist, Richie. Now Joey's like 12, right? And he's like the
I was very gifted at being friends with every clique that was in existence.
I'm gonna say something that you're gonna make me edit out of this show. There was a little 12-year-old girl laying on the ground suntanning, and you're like, Richie, watch this. And you go up to this girl and you start air humping her face. Hold on, look, everybody be quiet. All right, there's my edit point for when Joey makes me edit that out later. You were a terror, man. You really were. I used to be afraid to hang out with you alone. Because one day he tells me, he goes, you know, this kid pissed me off. I got into a fight with him. I pulled a chunk of meat out of his skin. I pulled like a chunk of flesh. My mom had to pay for the surgery. Now, was that complete bullshit?
I definitely went after the kid and sunk my teeth into him. The surgery part, I think, was a little enhanced.
But anyway,
yeah, I was kind of fearless then. And then I turned
I was
into an
fearful
old,
of hanging
And then
out.
I turned into an old nebbish. Like, I'm afraid of everything now. How did that happen?
Oh, my God. You were a little terror.
Well, let me tell you my side of the story.
Okay.
This is what I remember of you. I remember you coming into the picture and exposing me to all this music that I haven't, you know, really gotten to yet. You know, I was, like, kind of still into, like, whatever I was into at the time.
Guns N' Roses and Nirvana and nothing else.
And nothing else, basically. Yeah, I mean, I'm 12 years old. It's 1990. You know, I'm Nirvana's ruling the music world. And I'm along for the ride. And you're into the Beatles. And I'm kind of like, this sucks. Back in the USSR, this guy's like dead, isn't he?
Oh, God.
You know, this was my mindset then. You know, I just didn't know better yet. And I remember that you had the opportunity to play in front of everyone at the camp, and you wanted me to do it. And I was like, I want to do it, but I want to play like, you know, like Kurt Cobain and like stuff like that. And you were like, no, we're going to do the Beatles. And I'm like, I'm out. And then me and you didn't play music together for like 8 years after that. That was basically it. I went one way, you went another way. We always remained friends. We just didn't play for a while up until I think like college.
Right. We, you know?
And then you asked me to come in and play your recital.
You did, and you did a phenomenal job.
I was like kind of winging it at the time. I was, you know, it was like a short notice thing, and I really wanted to do it, but it was a lot of fun.
Joey played like a man when he was 12. He played drums like a man. He hit like harder than anybody, but it was effortless, and it was very, very impressive. But I remember, it's funny you mentioned that, because the only other kid at JCC sports camp who liked the Beatles...
This is why I never learned how to play keyboard, because Richie would have defriended me.
Welcome to rehearsal.
Do you know how long
ago.
I waited for him?
Oh God, we're gonna
Andy,
get to
Andy
we'll get
and
to that.
Were in a band for years.
We'll get to we're gonna get
Many
to that.
Bands.
Don't worry.
Do you know how long I waited for him to say JCC?
So anyway, the only other kid at the camp who liked the Beatles was the other heavy kid. So the two fat guys were the only ones who liked the Beatles.
The road is long.
But you know, I played at Joey's bar mitzvah. We played a few gigs, but we never had a bass
player.
I have
that on video, by the way. And if you ever piss me off, I'm gonna totally blackmail you.
Well, at the end of this show, you're probably gonna release it.
Yeah. Wait. I also have video of Richie at my bar mitzvah. They're playing, funnily enough, Bohemian Rhapsody. And we have inflatable guitars and saxophones like that the DJ brought, and Richie is doing the fingering on the inflatable guitar. Like the correct fingering for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, you know, you have...
There's lots of embarrassing Richie bar mitzvah videos.
Richie had an impressively high voice as an 11-year-old.
I did.
You're mine!
Everybody knows the same.
You heard that too?
Yeah.
You heard that? Oh, okay.
I'll put that on the band. I'll put that on the Band Geek YouTube channel, maybe.
Yeah.
Be sick of that song.
If there's embarrassing Richie video,
Oh my god! Everybody has blackmail on me. You have it. Muff has it. Andy has the most.
It's only blackmail if you're actually embarrassed by it. You were embarrassed by nothing.
I'm not really embarrassed by it.
You were proud. You're proud of it.
All right. While Amory has a gig tonight, but now the coolest thing is I get to see Joey for two reasons. Joey cuts my hair, and
I do.
Joey's actually an amazing hairdresser. Is that the correct term for a man hairdresser?
Sure.
Barber?
Sure.
Is hairdresser the correct term for a man hairdresser?
I don't know. What do you do? What do you call yourself?
A barber.
I would consider myself haircutting expertise.
Okay. My haircutting expertise is handled by Joseph Martin. But the other cool thing...
More wrestling.
Joey and Anne-Marie are in a band together called Almost Easy. You have a website, right?
Yeah, we do. It's www.almosteasyband.com.
Don't do almosteasy.com.
Really awesome.
You'll be reverted to something non-musical. Let's just say that.
We do all these. Okay, we're going to do one of their staples. Here's the other song from the band list. This is Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. Thank you, Sopranos, for giving this. Do you know this one, Andy?
Yeah.
Are we doing the whole thing?
Please. This is our ending song every wedding.
It's a classic ending song.
I never played this on bass before, so we'll see what happens.
And you're like, but what happened? Exactly.
Let's see if you put any of those unlearned parts in this.
All right, do you know the song, Andy?
Yeah, I'll probably play it wrong, too.
Yeah,
sounds about right. As long as you get that first voicing, who gives a shit? Small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
the cheese ball ending. Nicely done.
Universal
it
cover band
like
ending.
It sounds like he's in a boxing match.
What's he
and
doing?
I'm like, I'm fucking hilarious. He's like,
Nate, no one can hear it. Yes, you. No one can hear it but me. But you headphones. That's what you lost it.
But I took the mic away from my mouth.
I know, but you're still next to me. I'm like sitting here and I'm hilarious.
I guess my future as a recording drummer is probably not
no,
the
well,
part.
Well, if you listen to all the John Bonham stuff, he's always grunting along.
Well, I want to be like
every
John
jazz,
Bonham.
Every jazz recording has like this guy who's playing a piano solo. He's like, in the background. He's like singing everything he's playing, not the same notes.
I'm feeling the music, man.
No, I'm with it. It's just freaking hilarious. You see, you're so far
you
from
do that
me
again,
on
Andy?
Stage.
Why?
I don't know. All right, edit.
You want to do it again? No. We can do it again.
No.
It was good.
What?
It's good.
Why can't you just edit the little parts that you need to fix?
It's really?
No, seriously. Edit? No?
I don't edit this podcast, Joseph.
That's the point of the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
No, there's no reason we're 10 weeks behind.
There's no reason we're 10 weeks
behind. It's going
to That was your
you
best
You should listen to the podcast. It's going to be like, I don't edit.
I got two.
That's two.
You're going to listen back to this. It's going to be, I don't edit. And that's why I was talking about you.
That's a good joke. We should do that joke. I don't edit this. Anyway, so we're
in the middle of another sentence.
I have to go back to my home planet.
My planet needs me.
Wah, 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 wah.
All right.
Are you guys just Simpsoning over there like, yeah. the whole night?
That's why yes. I'm glad okay, Andy's I on think. The couch.
He's you know the what? Only guy that knows the references anymore. Everyone's too young for that stuff.
Poochie was on from another planet,
we played,
I guess.
We played those two songs. I will say it is very hard to play those songs while not watching the ESPN highlight reel.
Come on. ESPN. You watched it once.
How long do you think it's going to take till a cover band can actually edit their live performance right in front of you?
Ableton. You
like,
can do
like,
it now.
Like just freeze frame people's brains and just be like, all right, let's do that one over again.
Are we doing Everyone's the other like, sweet?
Do you sweet Child of Mine? You want to do that while you're here? All right, fine.
Do you want me to
what
do
you
want to
do?
Do you want to do Sweet Child of Mine?
Sure.
I mean, do I want
to? No one actually wants to do
Sweet the stuff that I wanted to play when we were kids that you didn't want to play. Yeah. Karma,
I'll tell you what, Andy.
Never too late.
You can play acoustic guitar in this. Okay, let's play this song now.
There's no acoustic guitar in it.
Of course there is.
There's
clean tone guitar.
Clean.
The clean tone guitar.
No, there's acoustic.
Yeah,
there's definitely acoustic on the album.
You have to see the mouth he's making.
Here, just put your microphone
Andy,
up to this and play
Andy,
acoustic guitar.
You have
guitar.
To sing this. Oh, I think you would do a friggin' bang-up job.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Graziano has
please.
To sing it.
He has
the and Rico to your gig, Andy's singing it.
Do you have, you got the lyrics on that thing there? On
I do.
Informational tablet pad that you have there?
Nope.
Hold
on. See, you go to one of those websites where the lyrics
Sweet
are wrong.
Sweet Home Alabama, Sweet Child of Mine,
and
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. See, I like playing Sweet Child of Mine. At least it has a proper guitar solo and stuff. A lot of these songs
I like the E minor bit. I like that whole bit.
A lot of these songs don't really have
proper,
you know, real guitar parts.
You see, I still enjoy singing Don't Stop
there,
Believing.
A lot of the songs I cover don't have guitar, period.
Put it here.
Guitar, period. Period. Guitar, period.
Stick it. Or have it. Peripheral.
All right.
Now, this is an E. We're not doing it in E flat.
We're doing it in D.
D?
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. Well, it's D instead of D flat.
Hold on 1 second. All right, let's do Sweet Child of Mine. This was on the list, but this wasn't as popular as I thought it was going to be on the list. So I think only two people mentioned this song. I would have put this as one of the top two.
I don't think bands play this song.
Oh, they all play this song.
They do, but they do like shitty versions of it where they don't play like the right riffs.
Well,
and
we're
stuff.
About to do that, so here we go.
Well.
What?
This battery's dying too.
Thank you. This is a little longer. So he really, like, works the theme.
That was the worst I've ever played that song. Thank you very much.
The whole time we're doing that, my fucking mic stand is falling on top of me.
Hang the bag, Ben!
I told you what to do. You don't listen to me ever.
Hang the bag! Did someone just say something?
Hang the bag!
Hang it!
I'm hanging it.
Garbage!
Oh, look how good that worked!
Oh, they wanted separate sandwiches!
Such a jerk.
Alright, let's bring the mood down.
Alright, I think I gotta split now.
Alright. Thank you,
Amory. Thank you. It's time to play the song somewhere else.
Where are you going?
For money, you're about to live the nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll see you there.
See you later, suckers.
I'm going to Amory's gig. I'll see you there.
Okay. So I'm gonna do a little Andy interview.
Please don't do me.
I'm gonna do Andy in front of everybody. I met Andy. Give me back the guitar, Andy, right now.
Other Andy, I'm being
right
I'm
now.
Behaving.
It's all right, Joey. It's okay.
So I met Richie. Why don't I start this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Because
you're the best interviewer, Richie.
Because we figured out that my father found out that there was a store that just opened up on Staten Island.
Nice. Why are you? What is wrong
sound.
With you?
No. I like it. I love that sound.
It's a story of hope.
It reminds me.
He has keyboard Tourette's.
It reminds me of the keyboard sound that used to be on the Century 21 Home Show Saturday mornings. Here's a nice house on the 40-acre overlooked. Anyway, so we found out that there was this music store on Staten Island that just opened. And there wasn't really any music stores besides like Lane Music and other stores that we don't need mentioning.
Lame music.
Yes. So we went over there and I was playing and I must have been all right because your father was like, "Oh, you got to meet my son. You got to play with my son." He's like, gave him a number. He's like, "You have to." It was like, okay, I'm apparently in a band now.
That's not how it happened. And you usually remember everything, and that's not how it happened.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it happened like this. I was in the store, and you showed up to buy a bass, and you sat down by the amps, and you picked up a bass, and you played like Deep Purple and Eric Clapton and Cream, and you were playing all this stuff, and I went, "Oh, it's a boy my age who's playing the bass. There he is. There was another bass player our age that time who was a righteous fucking douchebag, and I attempted to be in a band with him, and he made me feel very bad about myself. I'm not going to mention names. But anyway,
we all know this person. I'm right here. Come on now.
So I said, "Oh my God, this kid." And I went up to you, and you were very shy.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, "Hello, hi." And, you know, and so I said, "Hey, you play bass. Let's be in a band." And you're like, "I play guitar. I'm just buying a bass." So I went, "Oh." I was like, "All right, maybe we'll jam or something like that." So I got your number, and we jammed. And when we jammed, because you just bought that bass, I thought, what'd you buy, an Ibanez or something? Or,
yeah, I bought a white Ibanez bass.
Yeah, so like, you'd play guitar.
The El Cheapo model.
you play guitar, then I'd play bass. And then I'd play guitar, you'd play bass. So we kept switching. I said, "We're just going to keep doing this until we get a bass player," which never happened. So for the next 6 years, that's how we played every gig.
No, you already had...
Oh, Matt.
No, you had Dave. Dave/McGurk.
Oh, so then the three of us switched off.
Like, yeah, it was the three of us switching off.
Like no one actually wants to play bass. Yeah. So we would jam, and we kept switching off the bass.
We would do like Highway Star.
Highway Star.
We used to play with the GB4.
Do you know Highway Star?
Can you show it to me?
No.
And this is how songs end up on the band list.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna play the cover band version of this for the next 10 years.
this has something of an arrangement.
Andy and I, we had a band. We had several bands with several terrible band names. Our first one was called Function.
No. The first one was The Next Reality.
Oh yeah.
The Next Reality.
That was with Marcus.
Who you're in a band with now?
Yeah, exactly. Of all things, Marcus and Dave Mannheimer and Joe.
Dave, Dave's doing really well. He's still playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Dave writes like theme songs for Kevin Smith.
No shit.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then we
had some personnel change.
Yeah.
We had Matt and
Function.
Function. Well, we were
with a K.
Funktown.
Funktown. The guy at the Spiral called
That's
us.
That's right.
I have that on video somewhere. I'm sure that'll accompany this clip somewhere at some point.
The whitest funk band ever.
He goes, "And now coming to the stage, Funktown." Just completely.
And we're like.
And then we had.
I was in that.
Speed of sound. Speed of sound. Yeah, Andy, we finally got good. At least a little bit.
I started in Function.
Andy Graciano and mine conned Andy Ascalise because when we met him, because Andy.
I remember you coming, you're like, "There's this kid that just came, he plays piano, he's great, he plays piano and drums. I want to get him before Chris Kufner does."
So I won. And the way I did that, I said, "Andy, we're a jazz band." He goes, "Really?" Yeah. So I'm like, I told Andy Graziano, "Quick, learn a couple jazz songs when this kid comes over." I was like, "You know who plays great jazz? Keith Emerson. That's who plays great jazz." And then I transitioned him into a progressive rock because, like, you know, there's all those like jazz callbacks and Keith Emerson's playing. Like he'll play like St. Thomas in the middle of the song. And
Rick Wakeman would do that too.
Yeah. So
he tricked me.
Yeah, I tricked you, and then he became a rocker. But then we did an album called Progeny, which you can get on the web now. It's all.
Okay, that's why we didn't do that.
This is unbelievable.
That's how
he has to interrupt every 2 minutes with something.
And if you're nice enough to
this
either
is supposed
me,
supposed to be a 7 minute podcast.
If you're nice enough to either me or Andy Ascalise, we might give you the Speed of Sound demo.
The Speed of Sound demo is awesome because on the cover of it is Jarrett in my sister's leggings.
can we actually put that up as like a photo when this podcast goes up?
Yeah, we'll put that up.
We'll accompany that.
No problem.
Since we're all in it.
And then we did, so the Progeny album's pretty cool.
We had
it's
capes.
Like, it's an all progressive rock album.
It was the first one that was done like digitally too.
Yeah. Right, that's like our version of Talk by Yes. Not. I was trying to make it like Talk. But let's play another song from the band list here.
Could do it with just Superstition.
Oh boy, this is a big one.
This is Band.
This is it.
This is we're playing it once.
This is a wonderful song that has been played too many times. I listened to this song today in the car. This song is amazing.
It is.
But I guess people have just done it because I think the
problem is this ends up being like the jam song because it's like one chord, so it's like, oh yeah, go ahead, play three more guitar solos. That's no problem.
So let's not do a guitar solo on this one.
No,
is that okay?
No, it's fine.
There's no guitar solo on the album. Is like, you know,
there's barely even a guitar part. What I like is the band that we play with now. We don't do it. We just pretty much do it exactly the way it's supposed to be, and in fact, we cut out some stuff. It actually is. Kind of nice.
And when you watch it live, too, they really don't deviate from the album much.
No, definitely not. I love the fact that his trumpet player kind of looks like Mario in that video, if you've ever seen it. It's like this fat guy with a mustache. It's great.
You're generalizing.
Yeah. I would categorize this as an old and tired wedding band song more so than a song that you would hear in the clubs a lot.
By the way, speaking of songs that we used to play together, remember when we did a nice version of Sweet Judy Blue Eyes?
Oh yeah,
that showed up on a request list for a wedding, like
really?
As like to be played acoustic during dinner.
Oh god,
like, yeah, okay.
Oh, we could play that.
Yeah, we'll just learn this.
Yeah, I'll just do that by myself. No problem.
We just learned this epic song for your dinner music that you haven't listened to.
It's getting to the point. I don't want to do this gig anymore. All
right, here we go. Right.
That is really hard to play bass and sing. Oh, that's cool. All right.
I was just like doubling the guitar, so it just basically sounded like Hendrix was playing the guitar parts.
Oh, because when he plays with the comb, right? Yeah. That's awesome. All right.
So finish interviewing Andy.
Well, no, that was it. You're over. No. What?
That's all the people need.
So what have you been up to now? You know.
What am I up to? Well, I teach children to play music.
Where?
At a school, and that should go nameless. In
okay.
A certain Hoboken, New Jersey area. And it's a progressive education.
Wait a minute, there's only one school in Hoboken.
Gotcha.
So I do that. I play, I play the odd gig here and there. And I guess with my other time, I spend mostly watching wrestling.
Oh, you told me a very interesting story today about wrestling.
I don't know how interesting it was.
You have this is Band Geek, so you could tell us about what you did.
So all right, since we're on the geek mode here. You know, playing in the. And it's playing steadily with a wedding band. It has, you know, somewhat more extra income to play with. So one of the things that I did was I decided to revisit my wrestling figure collection. And I've been adding pieces that I was missing or never realized I was missing in the first place. I've done considerable damage since then. In fact, I just spent probably about $50 on a ravishing Rick Rude.
Wait, $50?
About $50.
Are these the...
It's the last series of guys that was only released in Canada so in 1989. The big rubber ones.
Oh, yeah, that Rick's ravishing.
Those are fun. I remember the rubber ones.
Yeah, those are fun. Those are great because you can't destroy them. Yeah. It's like almost impossible to break them.
Are these the small rubber ones or the big, like 11-inch?
Yeah, 11-inch, 10-inch, something like that.
$50, you could have rented something a lot... You know,
well, yeah,
you could have actually got ravishing Rick Rude to come to your house.
Right. He's been dead for about 15 years.
So. Well, $50 would have done it.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
But that one will last you a lot longer.
But that was a fun series. You know, you got your ravishing Rick. You got a little Haku, the Ultimate Warrior. They finally made him. Anyway, this particular figure is funny because he comes with his hands. Like, you know, they're all posed.
Yeah.
So some guys, you know, Hogan's got his arms up like he's flexing. This particular guy's got his hands like on his hips, like he's like he's pissed at you. So meanwhile, it's the most useless figure because you can't do any moves with him because he's got his hands on his hips. So basically,
you can like defenseless. Elbow,
you
like...
can stomp guys and you can headbutt them, but that's about it. Not that I'm sitting around and putting on pay-per-view events and keeping notes about who wins and loses. That's not what.
Yeah, headlock. Headlock.
Headlock them if he's.
He could have. There's not that much space in between them. I can't even do that.
You can headlock a Barbie.
Like every kid, I had the Hulk Hogan one.
Yeah.
And then you would wear it down so it looked like Hulk Hogan had a huge bald spot after a while.
He did.
Yeah.
You also forgot to mention that Andy played at your wedding with Ariel.
That's true. We played with Ariel.
Yeah, Andy played my wedding processional. He played some Yes.
We did.
We did that, and he did the most cock-rocked version of, like,
that's right.
The bridal march of
to
Brian
be fair,
Hayes
you had the backing track on it, so I got to
I don't know what you're talking about.
The...
All that music was coming from your one guitar.
Yes, it was. I have 15 fingers.
I like that version because you edited out the sad part where it's like, oh, she's marrying Ming.
I kind of look like Ming. I should have kept it in there.
Mung the Merciless.
Mung. Oh, God.
For the people of Mungo.
All right, I know Joey's got to get to rehearsal soon, so let's just
speaking
play.
Of which,
actually,
just,
no,
just,
it was canceled.
It was?
Yeah.
Let's play all fucking night!
Let's go. Hey, Rich, is this the original Rickenbacker that you had when we were kids?
It is. It is.
So this was probably one of the very few you were able to actually let go, right?
I don't know.
You've had it for so long.
Yeah, I love that guitar.
So that was the same guitar that you were enticing me to play all those Beatles songs on, right?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't work. It wasn't persuasive enough.
You looked just like Paul when you played that. Really did.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like him.
A fat, short Paul.
And just one last thing about what I've been up to recently, too, is that I've been biking a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been biking a lot. I'm developing what you might call an iron taint.
Because you're biking without a seat.
Woo! Let's just play some music and...
Cool. I think we should. We did a speed fire round a couple weeks ago. I think we should do the the band list speedfire round, because this is what you would do at a gig anyway.
Speedfire yeah. round? What's that now?
It's when we just play them fast, no discussion, and play verse, chorus, we're done.
So let's do the last. So we got a bunch of them on the board, so let's
there's
go.
There's a couple missing from there, too.
Let's do all right, Brown Eyed Girl. Here was another one that was a popular request on
you know
my band
on this?
List.
Mustang
what?
Sally.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Daily records, all the
way. Okay. Which ones did we do?
All the way up
there. Let me cross out the ones we did.
Okay. Now.
Well, Brown Eyed Girl starts with guitar and bass. I'm going to count you guys in.
Okay. Do I start with you?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Brandy?
I am ready. Cause
here we go.
One, two, three, four.
You gave me the look. We show the camera the look. Show the camera the look you used to do. I gave you the listen, and you said, let's keep going.
I thought we were going into. I thought you were leading the bridge. I don't know.
I don't leave anything. I lead to the end.
Let's go next song that he just wrote down.
You guys play Mustang Sally. Woo! Okay, here we go.
Is this in G or something?
C.
Okay. Muscle shoals, guys.
I hear buzzing too.
I hear buzz.
No, went away.
Do I start?
Yeah. Okay. Mustang Sally. You better slow your Mustang down. I
one eighth note past this.
And that song was written about Sally Ride, the astronaut.
What's next?
Are we really going to play Freebird?
I hope not.
No.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Are you really going to play Freebird?
That is the number one requested cover song in history.
It's funny because it's the most requested and the most unplayed.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, yeah, Freebird.
No. Right, right.
And then nobody realizes that it's 9 minutes long.
There's always the Freebird guy. Always. At every show, it doesn't matter.
Wagon wheel.
And just, I know this is going out to people that might actually hear this that's not one of the people that are in this room right now. So if you are that guy, don't come out. Or at the very least, just shut your pie hole.
If you're that guy, please go die in a fire.
No, well,
in an alcoholic fire.
No, you know what?
I don't have any left to lose.
No, I'm like,
oh.
I was, you know, I post that kind of stuff on Facebook, and then I get accused of being an old man, so I'm going to. I'm the old man of the internet.
Can you play Freebird? Do you know it?
We'll see.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the slide part.
Something like that. Something like that.
All right, let's not play this song. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. You just got the gist of it there.
Well, you know what?
It's banned.
Every time it's requested, we never do anyway. So what's the difference?
All right, let's do our last band list song, which is Sweet Caroline.
Oh my God.
I would rather play Freebird.
This is one of those songs that remember we were talking at the beginning about how you don't learn like the.
Yeah,
I actually don't.
That's what I do at the beginning with it.
I don't think I know this song well enough to actually play it.
By the way, every Lynyrd Skynyrd song should be called Not Freebird.
Alright, is that what we're gonna play? Alright, fine. Alright, so, okay, here is the last band list song. We're putting this song to bed. I happen to be a huge Neil Diamond fan.
Yeah, Neil's awesome.
I love Neil Diamond.
Can we play Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show instead then?
So, quick anecdote before we start this. I had a gig doing a sound-alike for Neil Diamond, and I was down here in the basement doing my Neil Diamond voice, and I thought it was the shit. And I did the track. I sent it in without listening to it. I just did the track, sent it to the client.
This is going
to
be gold.
And the next day, I get a comment saying, and this guy who I send this stuff to is really nice. Anything I give him, he usually likes. But he said, can you do this one again? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I don't really like the way the vocal sounds. I don't want to offend you. I'm like, no, you're not offending me. Like, whatever you want. He goes, yeah, but I kind of don't like the way it sounds. He goes, yeah. I said, but I'm doing my Neil Diamond. I sound exactly like Neil. Now, sometimes when you do an impression, in your head, it sounds much better than it sounds on recording. So I hope that this doesn't happen right now when I sing this song, because I'm going to do my Neil. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We're doing it in this bizarre F sharp.
Yeah. One, two. Oh, one, two, three, four.
Can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
Let's get.
Was in the spring, and spring became a summer. Who'd ever believe you'd come along?
That's as sweet as you're going to get, Caroline.
All right, so that was the band list. We've put those songs to bed. We never have to play them again on the podcast.
Never request them for us
live.
Again.
Yeah.
those are great songs. I love all those songs, but we don't need to play them anymore.
No.
Okay. So now that we have a few minutes left, let's play whatever the hell we want to play.
Yeah.
Can we play a Funktown song?
We did Superstition. Andy, what song would you like to play?
Me?
Anything you want.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Joe, what song would you like to play? Anything you
Something
want.
Something with some balls.
Like what?
With balls?
I think I you call that balls.
Chutzpah?
Chutzpah.
Oh, wait, we forgot another bandless song.
Oh, this is the Bar Mitzvah bandless song.
Why is the bass playing a melody?
I don't know.
I got an idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, totally wrong since thing. He was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we used to play this all the time at the Side Street Saloon, why don't we do a Peter Gabriel song?
Ooh.
Okay. In your eyes. I was thinking in your eyes.
All right. I'll stop at the bass.
Could you... what about... What about the speaking of since we're on this list, we should do "Living on a Prayer."
No, we're done with the band list.
I thought the band list was done.
We're done with it.
We're doing songs that we like.
Okay. So do you want?
I'll do Sledgehammer.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
It's E flat, right?
Or in your eyes.
Hold on. Give me one.
Yeah, now, man.
We'll pick up a sound.
I have to get like 8 sounds in a song.
You know, like how radio shows have like sound bites for whenever they mention somebody.
Oh, baby! Hey. Make that sound.
We have Andy.
Let me get my sound.
No, you haven't been on the previous shows. It's first inversion. First inversion.
All right, that's fine.
Hey, you.
Very good.
That would have been a far more effective song in Say Anything if John Cusack played that one out of the radio above his head.
Let's do one more and call it good. Let's do one that we can really cut loose on that we all actually know. what do you think?
Well, I call the last one, so.
Andy, what do you want to play?
Andy
wants to play Stairway to Heaven.
I'll do it.
Freebird.
Let's play Freebird.
Wagon
Freebird
wheel.
Guy, burn him.
People were suggesting that. Were they suggesting that because we've said it before on this show?
We have.
If you got the lyrics, I could actually sing that one.
Wagon Wheel? It's a real song?
I never knew what
yeah,
that
that's,
was.
Yeah, that's Fattie's. What's
Hootie.
His name? Hootie.
It's Hootie.
Oh, Darius
it's
Rucker.
It's somebody else, though. Darius Rucker. Pro Medicine yeah. Show is who it is.
Here's what we're going
to
do.
What do you like to play?
How about
do Africa? No, you're going to.
Yes.
Come on.
Enjoy this.
That might be a little.
Here's what we're going to do. You're going to play Tap
Shop. Uh oh.
You
heard it here first on the Band Geek Podcast, folks.
Okay.
Richie's trusting me to do something mechanically.
Well,
musically.
We're going to try this. This might be bad, but whatever.
Ten what? Shows in.
What do you think?
You don't get to know.
Stairway.
Get some pan flutes up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rugrats.
Go be your
run. There's still time to change the road you're on.
I'm Richie Castellano. Joining me today is Jarrett Pressman.
Hey.
Bye. Woo!
Andy Ascalise on keyboards. Hey. Andy Graziano on guitar. Hey. Joey Martin on drums. Hey. My wife, Andrea, on vocals. Hey. And Brandy Metaxas running the cameras.
Yeah. And the gym.
Thanks for listening, guys.